Blog Talk Radio. And let the God of all comfort comfort me.
God of comfort, Good evening. Good evening. I just want to thank everyone for joining me this evening. This is Evangelist Monica Hardaway, and I would like to thank Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International for giving me this opportunity to be able to serve God, to be able to be in the mix in the presence of God on this line this evening. I'm teaching on My God Will Comfort You Through the Storm, and my teaching today will be on grief. I just would like to pray this evening. I would like to thank everyone. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing everyone in this evening that has joined us on this line this evening, Lord. God, we just thank you, God, for the presence, God. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together, Lord, so that we can get some knowledge and teaching today on grief, Lord. I just thank you, God, for using me as the vessel and using me, God, to do your word, God, and to serve you and to help someone else, Lord. I just thank you, God, for Elder Quentin Docks and Prophetess Teresa Docks. I just want to thank you, God, for them, for their leadership, for their vision, Lord, and just thank you for birthing me through Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. It's a blessing to be up under their leadership, and I just bind out any spirits that would try to interfere with this teaching tonight, Lord. I just cast it down in the sea, Lord, and no weapon formed against me or Kingdom Builders or Elder Neil or Prophetess Teresa Doc shall prosper, Lord. We just claiming the victory over all situations this evening, Lord, and I just thank you for using me, God. And I'm just asking you, God, to let this word go forth with power, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I declare and I speak dominion and power over it this evening, Lord. So I just want to just thank you, God, for giving me the series of storms, Lord. So today will be my last series on grief. And grief is deep sadness as over a loss or sorrow. I just want to just let someone know that God just wants to have you. God wants you to come to Him. God wants you to have a relationship with Him. Tonight, I will soothe the hearts of someone who has lost a loved one in their life and the burdens of dealing with that grief of them not being there can be overwhelmed. The emptiness of pain and hurt that you are feeling from that loss, the only way you can get through it, you need Jesus on your side. I have scriptures containing that can soothe your heart, that can soothe the pain, that can soothe the hurt that you're enduring at this time. It's Matthew 5 and 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Isaiah 41 and 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Revelation 21 and 14. He will wipe every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Psalms 119 and 15. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Cast all your anxieties, cast all your cares in Him, because God cares for you. You must give the situation when you're grieving to the Lord and ask Him to remove the sorrow and the grief from your heart. We must keep the good memories of a lost loved one, but we must not allow the enemy to torment us with the grief of our loss. God replaces the emptiness we feel from the loss of a mate, a child, a friend, or a home. If we ask him to do this, Jesus died on the cross not only to give. It is bigger than grief, sorrow, and pain, and every problem that any one of us face. We must never blame God for our troubles, as the devil is the troublemaker, not our Lord. God is there for us to help us overcome anything the enemy has done or is trying to do. God is the one that will rescue us and help us in our hours of need. We must not be like the fool who feeds on his folly. This is a person who is continuously mouthing his troubles and blaming others, including God, for his circumstances. He feeds on self-pity and rehearses his problems to all who will listen. We must give our heartaches and troubles to God. Keep a cheerful attitude no matter what is going on in your life. We need to remember, as Christians, death is the last enemy we face. We have the assurance that we shall see all of our loved ones who have died in Christ once again. The devil may have snatched them off this earth, but because they belong to God, he snatches them back from the devil and takes them home with him. We will be reunited with them. That will happen when we get to heaven or when Christ comes again to this earth and brings them with him during his resurrection. Grief, this is not a release to God. It has a deadly hold on many people. They carry this heavy burden that is aching their hearts. We must release this burden and give it to God. Grief and sorrow can hurt us, not help us. We must resist it in the name of Jesus. Jesus doesn't want us to bear his grief. He bore it on the cross for us. Gladness and joy are our portions, not sorrow and sadness. We must resist sorrow and grief and ask God's peace and comfort through the storm. There's three steps to recovery for grief. Grief. Though grief is bitter, we must let sorrow run its nature course. That's Isaiah 5:53-3. It describes Jesus as a man of sorrow, acquaintance with grief. Denying or repressing pain can lead to emotional problems. You must believe. We need to put our faith in God's promises, trusting that our Heavenly Father knows best and that his understanding is perfect. Isaiah 55:9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Receive is the third one. God desires to give us comfort, but we must reach out and accept it. Through prayer and meditation on his word, we can find a place in God's presence where he will wrap his arms around us as a loving father and will console us through the hurt. Because we are his children, we are his sons, we are his daughters, and he loves us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He's always there to comfort us. We just have to just reach out to him and release that burden of grief. Give it to him. Give it to God. And let God know that this burden is just too heavy on my heart, Lord. Can you just help me, God, through this storm? Help me through this time, through this trying time, through this challenge. Because we all are going to face death. Some way or another, we're going to face it in our lives, in our family. Someone is going to leave us. Some loved one that we love so much is going to leave us. So if you get, it's not easy to prepare for it. But if you have a relationship with God and you in your word, God will comfort you. He will comfort you through that storm. These are some scriptures that can bring hope and strength and peace in your heart while you're grieving. Psalm 16, Psalms 23, Psalms 34, and 91. John 14, 1 and 27. 2 Corinthians 5, 1 and 9. Philippians 4, 6 and 13. Revelations 21, 1 and 22. You must read and meditate on these scriptures and talk to God to heal your heart and your spirit and your soul and ask God to give you a renewed mind, a renewed mind so that you can put positive thoughts in your mind and not think about the grief that you're bearing and not think about your loved one, because your loved one, just make sure that you talk with them and let them know how important it is to have a relationship with God. So when they get that relationship with God and it's time for you to go, that you're ready to go and that you're going there to be with God. And that's the blessing behind it all, that you're ready to go and be with God. That's the place where we all should be seeking, heaven to be with God. So if your loved one, you know that they transition into heaven, it's a blessing that you know that they are there, and you want to make sure that you have your life right so that when it's time for you to go, that you would join them again. Just let God be your comfort through this time. That's 2 Corinthians 1 and 3 and 4. Lord, this is a prayer that you can pray. Lord, you assurance us that the grand salvation you provided is proven genuine in our pain and that it leads to glory for you. Help us to begin each new day with a renewed hope in you, God. The light of salvation shines clearly in the darkness nights. So God will be there to comfort you in your darkest moments, in your darkest times, in the darkest times of your life when you lose a loved one. We just have to make sure that we have that relationship and that stability that we have to be able to be in the mix in the presence of God and just go in your secret place and cry out to God and say, God, just comfort my heart, Lord. Comfort my spirit, Lord. Comfort my soul, Lord, because God will be there to comfort you through the storm of grief, because grief can be overbearing. It can be overwhelming to your heart. Some people just don't know how to let it go. Some people just don't know how to release it. But if you have God on your side and you have a relationship with God and you stay into your word and meditation, praise and worship God through the storm, sing a song from your heart because God will soothe you through the storm. It's another prayer that I would like to pray. Father God, thank you for always being there for me, no matter what I face. I know you will never fail me, even in my most intense trials. I have not always understood why I was going through certain things. However, I do not have to understand, because you are God, and you are in control in spite of my lack of understanding. I know that all you required of me is to trust you and to look to you in faith, and you will come and save and bring me an answer. You always have and you always will, because you are faithful and you never leave us or you never forsake us. You never fail in any of us who looks to you. I have failed you, Lord, but my doubt and unbelief at times, but you have never failed me, Lord. Please remove all the sorrow and the grief I feel. Heal this pain I feel in my heart. Help me to trust you more. Fill this empty place in my heart with more of your spirit, Lord. I ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's an amen. So just give God, tell God to cleanse that spirit, give you a renewed spirit, give you a renewed mind when you're going through this trial and tribulation. So I just want to just sing a song because God has gotten me through many storms, and I just want to sing a song that he gave to me, just a short verse of it. And it's a song to comfort you, to comfort your spirit, to comfort your mind, to comfort, just comfort you through any storm that you're going through. My God will comfort you. My God will comfort you. God will comfort you. My God will comfort you. In all your troubles, he will guide you. My God My God will comfort you in all your troubles. He will guide you. My God will comfort you. My God. Just want to let everyone know that God will comfort you. He will comfort you through the storm of grief, that God will be there. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. God don't put too much on us if he feels that we can't handle it. He gives us what he knows that we can handle. So we just giving God the glory this morning and this evening, excuse me, I just want to thank God this evening for using me to soothe someone's heart that who have lost a loved one, who have lost a loved one, and that you're battling with the sorrow and the loss of that loved one. And I just want to thank God that let's let him know that we just have to just release it, release that burden, release it, give it to him, give that burden over to him, because it's just too hard, it's just too heavy, and it's overwhelming in the heart. And we don't want this situation to bring on sickness in your mind and your spirit and in your soul. So you have to just release the love and get that love of Christ in you and have God handle the situation. Let him handle that burden, because the burden can be too heavy for us at times. So I just want to thank everyone for joining me this evening. I just want to thank everyone. I pray that God will soothe your heart, your spirit, and your soul, and that he'll be able to get you through that storm of grief, because God is there with you. God will never leave you. He's always there comforting. He's the comforter. So let's remember that he's always there. He's always comforting us through whatever storm that we're going through. So I just want to thank everyone this evening that has joined me. It's a blessing to be able to be used for God. I just want to thank everyone. God bless you, and I love you. And keep praising and worshiping him. giving him the glory. Ask God for a song in your heart that will soothe you through this time. Amen. I love everyone with the love of Christ. I thank you.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I come to. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am. Evangelist Hardaway and archive. Just type in blogtalkradio.com/ type her name in, Monica Hardaway, and all. podcast will come up. We're so excited. Every fourth Sunday, she'll be here with us live, bringing a word from on high. So just remember, there's nothing apart from God. Give yourself away and allow Him to use you. So we want to just say, Father, thank you. Bless your name for what you're doing. And in Jesus' name, we pray and we say amen. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dodds, excited and delighted about what God is doing. Hope to see you at the conference May 1st through the 3rd, 2015. Time is at 10 a.m. on May 1st at the end of the year. Again, God bless you. It's a wonderful blessing in the Lord. Again, we want to say good night and a blessed evening. God bless everyone.
One time with one great voice tonight.